Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Larry Brewer, who is the executive director of the South Shore Dance Alliance, a really great organization that has trained a lot of young people in dance and well-being, I would say. You've probably given a lot of young people a great start in life through your dance instruction.
I think right now we have about 10 people, at least 10, that are dancing professionally. Mm-hmm. And they're dancing, and I got one young man that's dancing in Italy, another young man that just finished dancing with Complexions, and one with Alvin Ailey, a young lady out in L.A. that has a resume that includes Lady Gaga. Mm-hmm. Just finished a tour with Katy Perry. Hmm. So, yeah.
So they've gotten some really big-time jobs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And how? So I know you recently retired from teaching in Gary, first at Emerson School for Visual and Performing Arts, right. And then when it moved out to Miller and to the Wirt High School and took on a much, much longer name. Mm-hmm. How many years in all have you been teaching dance, Larry?
Well, I taught in the Gary school system for 18 years. Prior to that, I would say I started teaching dance in 1975, which is probably a little bit longer than you are old.
But when I was what?
Longer than you are old.
Oh, no, no, no.
Well, you can't be more than 40.
I can, actually, but thank you for saying so. And South Shore Dance Alliance is currently located in Griffith.
Griffith, yes.
And what's the name of that facility where you work out of?
It's the Franklin Center. It's 201 North Griffith Boulevard.
And you teach classes there on a regular basis?
On a regular basis. The only day that kids don't come in is Friday and Sunday, and Friday is adult classes.
Ah. Do you have a lot of adult students?
Not a lot, but we have some really ambitious ones, you know. It's growing.
Do they do it mostly for the exercise, or do they do it for they really want to be dancers?
Well, there are people that have danced, and there are people that want to be dancing, and then there are people that want to do the exercise.
And what types of dance do they take from
you? Well, we have a jazz ballet class with a dance combination at the end, but it's a start off with a kind of a jazz warm up. Then we go to the bar and work some ballet, and then we come back and do some across the floor stuff. Huh. And then we do a combination that we build on each class.
Yeah, and the children who are taught by you started how young?
Well, we've had kids as young as 4 years old. Mm-hmm. Right now, the youngest student is a fifth grader. I think she's 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And the oldest is 17.
Mm-hmm. And they have, so they experience sequential learning.
Yes. We have, you know, beginning, intermediate, advanced classes, yeah.
And so what beyond the classes themselves, I know you have performances throughout the year.
Our program is really designed to develop professional dancers, so we perform year-round. Right now we're getting ready to do a performance over at the Victory Senior Center in Calumet City. Mm-hmm. And then on the 22nd, we'll be at Clarendale out here in Cherville, senior living complex. And our focus is we have a junior company, a senior company. So we feel that if you're looking to become a professional dancer, you can't do it by just being in the studio. A part of learning how to dance professionally is being able to be in front of people and tell them that story. Mm-hmm. And that's what we focus on. We really focus on that.
And you also are offering an opportunity to audition.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up soon.
January 5th, we're going to have an open house and audition at the Franklin Center Studios. Mm-hmm. We're getting ready to do an original ballet called the Nubian Odyssey for African American History Month. Mm-hmm. And currently we're in the process of solidifying a performance date at Indiana University Northwest's new auditorium.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, we just performed our 10th anniversary gala there. And it's a really nice auditorium, and it's quaint, and there isn't a bad house in the place. Mm-hmm. So You can come in and really get a chance to see the kids move.
Yeah, that is a beautiful new auditorium. Well, Larry, thanks for being here to chat with us a bit about South Shore Dance Alliance, and good luck into the new year.
Oh, thank you for having me, and you too.
Thanks, and thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.